BJ, Howie, and Jamie.
Let's go to Jennifer Moe here. Jennifer Moe is the communications outreach coordinator for the Donor Alliance. Now, we jump on this cause every year because it's so super important. Jennifer, welcome back to our show.
Thanks.
No, thank you. The Donor Alliance here in Denver. Tell us all about it.
Well, we are one of 58 nonprofit organ procurement organizations, and while that may sound like something you may not understand, what we do is we facilitate the transplant of organs and tissue for people who are waiting for a transplant here in our state and across the country.
Now, I know that I think everybody in the room, I'm thinking Jamie is too, though, but I know that I'm a registered organ donor, and I know you are too, Beach.
I have the little heart in my corner.
So do I. All right, so all three of us are organ donors, and it's tell people why it's so important that you register to do that.
You know, it is really important. We have over 2,200 people right here today in Colorado who are waiting for the gift of a liver transplant, a kidney transplant. Some are waiting for heart and lungs. So, you know, it's one of those things that you may not think about. You may not be talking about it at dinner, but it's really a life-saving thing that you can do that really spans race and age, and you could save a life or multiple lives through the gifts of organs and tissue. You may not even know.
Now, I think the big, and I don't know, this is my guess, but I know I was kind of on the fence because I was like, oh, I want an open casket, but I was afraid I couldn't have an open casket if they took out all my parts.
Why? You don't see the parts.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just...
That's actually a very common misconception that people have, and that's really absolutely not the case. You can absolutely have an open casket. It's a very surgical procedure, and, you know, donors are treated with the most ultimate respect for their gifts.
Now, what about tissue, though? When you say tissue donation, what exactly is that?
Well, tissue includes things like your corneas, which can help restore sight, or the donation of bone, which can actually cure certain forms of cancer. You have sporting injuries where tendons could potentially repair certain injuries. And so, you know, the gifts of tissue span even greater than organ, and they're really life-saving as well.
I had a question that just hit me. I'm sitting here thinking because we all have the little hearts in the corner on our driver's license. Jennifer, and I've never looked into this, but if you have not signed up to be an organ donor with your license, how easy is it to swap it out and get that little heart?
You know, it is easy. The next time you're at the driver's license office, you can either say yes, but if you don't want to go back or stand in line or go online to get your license, we have a free online donor registry, which is donatelifecolorado.org. Essentially, that's not going to change the little status on your license, but you will actually go into the Colorado Donor Registry.
So they'll know.
I just go get a little red Sharpie.
No.
And draw me a heart there.
I don't know if that's...
No, after you register with them, I'm saying.
Oh, after you register.
Okay. After you register with them, then you go back and you could just do that. You know?
Put a little Sharpie
on. Just in case.
Now, Jennifer, how many people potentially, like, if you're, say, me being an organ donor, how many people could I potentially help? Like, you know, like as far as, you know, being able to donate my stuff. I mean, it sounds to me like you could really help multiple people.
Yeah, you can. A single organ and tissue donor can save and heal more than 100 lives. I mentioned things, you know, the solid organs, your kidneys, your liver, and then tissue spans even greater. But a single donor can save and heal more than 100 lives. And I think people don't realize truly the great impact your single yes can have.
And, you know, too, if you, you know, you have family, you have kids, everything like that, God forbid you should ever find yourself in a position where a family member of yours should need, you know, an organ or tissue or anything like that to save their life. This might be, it's a good way to kind of have some good karma, I think, to have some good mojo, to put it out there that you're willing to do this for somebody else. And maybe somebody else in the future would do something like this for you.
On the line with us, Jennifer Moe, the Communications Outreach Coordinator for the Donor Alliance. Now, Jennifer, you were mentioning off air that there's a couple of myths out there that you wanted to straighten this out, you know?
You know, there are myths. We did some statewide research recently because Colorado has one of the highest donor designation rates. So the fact that you guys have those hearts on your licenses, 67% of Coloradoans do have that heart. That is a very high percentage. But, you know, so that kind of challenges us to find out, well, what's with the other quarter people that, you know, why are they not saying yes? And we found that there are some really prevalent myths. For example, people rule themselves out because they think they're too old or they're too unhealthy. I have diabetes. I didn't realize I could still be a donor. When, in fact, oftentimes you can and, you know, leave those decisions up to the medical professionals at the time of your people also just don't think about it, or they rely on their families to make those decisions. Some of those were the reasons. It's something as simple as I just haven't gotten around to it. So that's why it's so important with your show and the amount of listeners you have that you talk about this, because maybe today some people will think about it.
Cool. All right, what's your website?
DonateLifeColorado.org.
Yeah, this is really important. So, yeah, if you haven't marked it on your driver's license or signed up online, please do so, because it's something. Just pass it on. That's basically what you're doing. You're passing it on.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can have Sean put a link up there, too, with all the information. That way, if you're driving.
What are you going to do with it? You're just going to be buried with it.
Exactly. Let it help somebody. Save a life.
Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you, guys, very, very much.
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you so much. Jennifer Moe, Communications Outreach Coordinator of the Donor Alliance. Again, our information that you've just heard here on the air will be on our website. Just go to alice1059.com, the BJ Howie and Jamie page. It's 921.
Wake up with BJ Howie
and Jamie.
Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10. Alice 1059.